Next station we're going to do is going to be a Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y. He was born 12-11-56. He's a 67-year-old gentleman who lives at his stepdaughter's house here in Houston, Texas. Patient has a history of strokes, has had two strokes, one in 2020, one in 2021. His condition has deteriorated in the past month or so. He's had numerous falls. He's having a hard time with ambulation. He's weak. He's in pain. His blood pressure has been somewhat higher than normal. He's had weight loss, headache, has lost at least 14 to 15 pounds in the past month. He has low back pain, left leg pain. He also has a history of COPD, which he's taking nebulizer for on a regular basis. His appetite has been diminished. He's not driving. Also, one thing that's different is he's not wearing a diaper because of his severe weakness and debility. He's having a hard time getting to the restroom. He's using the cane, but he's no longer able to manipulate the cane or use the cane because of his weakness. He may benefit from a walker and a wheelchair at this time period. He also has increased ADL dependency, of course. Allergy, some medication, he doesn't know the name of it. Mom and dad, mom died because of a stroke at age cancer at age 70. Dad died of motor vehicle accident. Social, he's a heavy smoker, has been a smoker all his life, and has had a history of heavy HGOH use in the past. He's single. He's never been pregnant, never been married, doesn't have any children. He's been on disability, of course. The family has asked for end-of-life / palliative care because he's no longer able to get in the car and get to the doctor's office. He has issues with hypertension. His blood pressure is out of control, and the family would like for him to be taken care of at home. Period. His medication includes aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day, amlodipine, 10 milligram a day, Lortab or Norcor, 10-3, 25 milligram a day. ProAir, 2 puffs 4 times a day, and or albuterol inhaler. Surgeries, he's had no surgeries. COVID immunization up to date times 2. Medical problems, history of stroke times 2, as was mentioned, in 20 and 21. History of COPD, HGOH use, tobacco abuse, history of CHF. Syncopal episodes, falls, that has been the biggest problem in his condition and his status recently. His blood pressure today was found to be 160 over 90. He says he hasn't taken his blood pressure medication today. O2 sat's 98%, pulse is 70, respirations 18, heart, positive S1, positive S2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck, shows evidence of muscle wasting, neurological, left-sided weakness, skin decreased, turgor, aura mucosa, dry, gait very unsteady, neurological, left-sided weakness, also left-sided neglect. Somewhere in the social put-down, patient used to be a construction worker years ago, but has not worked for some time. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman, status post CVA times 2 with worsening symptoms associated with 14 to 15 pounds weight loss, ADL dependency, which has increased bowel and bladder incontinence, which is new. All these findings are in the past month or so. And then weakness, overall increased debility to the point that he's not able to leave the house, and the family has been interested in end-of-life care for him at home. He also has a history of COPD, tobacco abuse, uses a nebulizer treatment on a regular basis, difficulty with ambulation, and frequent falls, as was mentioned, along with syncopal episode, most likely related to TIA-type symptoms, especially with increased blood pressure. Blood pressure needs to be evaluated on his Norvasc to see if that's the right, if his blood pressure is controlled with his current medication. Would continue with aspirin and Plavix, which is the best modality to keep the strokes at bay. And stroke / TIAs at bay, overall prognosis is poor given the natural progression of his illness. He most likely has less than 6 months to live, and he's not interested in any further hospitalizations and or transfer into the hospital in the future. I think we got it all. Thank you.